Joining us on the line right now is my friend Anita, who a few months ago, Anita, we spoke about the fact that I thought soy milk made my boobs bigger. You started drinking soy milk. Now tell us, Anita, what happened to your boobs?
Well, Rach, as you said, we were discussing, and I've honestly really noticed, and I'm not sure if we can say boob sizes or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
you can.
Okay, so I was like a maybe B, C.
Yeah.
But now I'm literally D, going on double D. They are literally explosive.
They're explosive. Now, I will confirm with you, you're not pregnant, are you?
No, I am definitely not pregnant.
Definitely not pregnant. And the only thing that's changed in your life is the fact that you've started drinking soy milk.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you See, been, you I'm telling you,
yes.
It's true.
See, it is the truth.
Yes.
No, okay.
So true.
Myth busted.
No,
myth
not.
Busted.
No, it's not busted.
Myth busted, yes.
No.
Myth busted.
Definitely not. You're not a scientist. You're one person. Maybe if it works for Rachel over this week, I will consider that it's the same. If it's happened to two people.
Two of us. It's definitely two of us.
No.
Well, Anita, thank you very much for backing me up on this. You've been a great case study.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad that you've now got nice big boobs. Thanks to me telling you all about this soy milk thing.
I'm forever grateful. Forever.
Yeah, whatever. Look at Rach trying to use words like case study like she thinks she's a scientist. Anita, I'm going to let you go, but thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, guys.